English Listening Comprehension Test, Autumn 2014, Basic Level. This test is in six parts. Part 6 has separate directions. In Parts 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, you will answer the questions asked in the booklet by choosing the best alternative answer according to what you have heard. Mark each answer on the optical answer sheet. The test is about to begin. Now you will hear part one twice. First, listen to it straight through.
It all has to do with cheese. Yes, you heard correctly. Cheese. A big wheel of cheese 1 foot across. And here's Paige to Bone to fill you in on the story.
Police have been criticised after banning an elderly grandmother from making a giant Gloucester cheese. It was for an annual cheese rolling event. This event started in the early 1800s. The competitors chase a massive 1 foot diameter cheese down a hill near Brockworth, Gloucestershire. Well, maybe hill's not the right word. It's more like a cliff. They are racing on foot to reach the bottom first. Diana Smart, who is 86, has been making her handmade cheese for the event for over a quarter of a century. And it is something, she said, that brought her such joy. This year, however, Mrs. Smart, who has provided the large piece of cheese since 1988, has been warned off doing so after a visit by the police. Then, last week, three officers visited her farm and told her not to donate 5 8-pound wheels of her cheese. They were trying to prevent what they called a dangerous event. Mrs. Smart said the heavy-handed police visited her home last week and told her in a threatening manner she would be responsible for any injuries caused. And so she has pulled out. Mrs. Smart said, "I'm 86. I don't have the will or the cash to fight any lawsuits. It's crazy." Well, it is the first time in its 200-year history that police have banned a cheesemaker providing the cheese, leaving organisers outraged by the police warnings. A spokesman said, "It's outrageous, completely unbelievable. You cannot stop someone selling cheese. If they try and stop us, we will use something else. Back during the war, when there wasn't enough to eat, we used a cheese wheel made of wood." Nevertheless, it has been decided, since 2009, that there is no official cheese rolling event. This is out of health and safety fears. So many competitors are cut and bruised, even suffer broken bones. All this in the name of running down a hill. Unofficially, the event is still held every year, without proper medical cover or insurance. I have to say that we should all be extremely angry that the valuable time of three police officers was wasted. They were trying to scare an elderly lady into not participating in a centuries-old tradition. Actually, people expect the police to be keeping us safe and solving crime, not causing trouble for innocent old ladies. Anyone participating in the cheese rolling needs to take personal responsibility for themselves, and the idea that Mrs. Diana Smart should have to pay the hospital costs for any injuries is quite idiotic.
Now listen to the same story in three sections. Look at questions 1 and 2.
It all has to do with cheese. Yes, you heard correctly. Cheese. A big wheel of cheese 1 foot across. And here's Paige to Bone to fill you in on the story.
Police have been criticised after banning an elderly grandmother from making a giant Gloucester cheese. It was for an annual cheese rolling event. This event started in the early 1800s. The competitors chase a massive 1 foot diameter cheese down a hill near Brockworth, Gloucestershire. Well, maybe hill's not the right word. It's more like a cliff. They are racing on foot to reach the bottom first. Diana Smart, who is 86, has been making her handmade cheese for the event for over a quarter of a century. and it is something, she said, that brought her such joy. This year, however, Mrs. Smart, who has provided the large piece of cheese since 1988, has been warned off doing so after a visit by the police.
Answer questions 1 and 2, then look at questions 3 and 4.
Then, last week, three officers visited her farm and told her not to donate 5 8-pound wheels of her cheese. They were trying to prevent what they called a dangerous event. Mrs. Smart said the heavy-handed police visited her home last week and told her in a threatening manner she would be responsible for any injuries caused. And so she has pulled out. Mrs. Smart said, "I'm 86. I don't have the will or the cash to fight any lawsuits. It's crazy." Well, it is the first time in its 200-year history that police have banned a cheesemaker providing the cheese, leaving organisers outraged by the police warnings. A spokesman said, "It's outrageous, completely unbelievable. You cannot stop someone selling cheese. If they try and stop us, we will use something else. Back during the war, when there wasn't enough to eat, we used a cheese wheel made of wood."
Answer questions 3 and 4. Look at questions 5 and 6.
Nevertheless, it has been decided since 2009 that there is no official cheese rolling event. This is out of health and safety fears. So many competitors are cut and bruised, even suffer broken bones. All this in the name of running down a hill. Unofficially, the event is still held every year, without proper medical cover or insurance. I have to say that we should all be extremely angry that the valuable time of three police officers was wasted. They were trying to scare an elderly lady into not participating in a centuries-old tradition. Actually, people expect the police to be keeping us safe and solving crime, not causing trouble for innocent old ladies. Anyone participating in the cheese rolling needs to take personal responsibility for themselves, and the idea that Mrs. Diana Smart should have to pay the hospital costs for any injuries is quite idiotic.
Answer questions 5 and 6. Thank you. This is the second part of the test. You will hear this part twice. Listen to this part straight through.
Today we will hear a talk by Crystal Schell. Crystal is the editor of the Hagerstown Herald Mail, a local newspaper in Maryland. She also runs a program to help teens learn journalism.
I once had a high school teacher tell my class that trying to get a group of teens to follow directions is like trying to guide a bunch of cats. I've never tried to guide cats, but for the past 4 years, I've been guiding teens as part of my paper's Young Writers Journalism Program. I have to admit that that teacher was right, kind of. Cats, just like teens, come in all types of personalities. Some cats like to ignore you while you're standing there talking to them. Other cats scratch you with their claws, and others need a scratch on their head. I've been working with teens for more than 10 years now, but I hadn't thought about what my teacher said about cats until last Thursday night when we were at the animal shelter. We were there to shoot our first video of the summer. I invited the whole group. This was their test. Had they paid attention to what I'd been talking about the last few weeks? Were they going to act professionally as I stressed? Were they going to remember how to shoot video? As I was helping set up the camera, in front of me was a wall of cages filled with every type of cat and kitten, some napping, some climbing, some just watching. In that moment, it reminded me of the teens. I only meet these teens one day a week. I hope I'm getting them to share my passion while they're still eager to learn new things, and hoping that I'm actually teaching them something that makes them excited about media and writing. As for their first test, they did better than I expected for the first time in front of and behind the camera. With their cat-like attitudes, they showed me they were listening the whole time. They just hadn't let me know they were listening. As they gathered outside to chat once more before they left to go home, I couldn't help but think that shepherding cats couldn't be harder than guiding a bunch of teenagers, at least for me, who owns a pair of cats herself.
Now listen to the same story in three sections. Look at questions 7 and 8.
Today we will hear a talk by Crystal Schell. Crystal is the editor of the Hagerstown Herald Mail, a local newspaper in Maryland. She also runs a program to help teens learn journalism.
I once had a high school teacher tell my class that trying to get a group of teens to follow directions is like trying to guide a bunch of cats. I've never tried to guide cats, but for the past 4 years, I've been guiding teens as part of my paper's Young Writers Journalism Program. I have to admit that that teacher was right, kind of. Cats, just like teens, come in all types of personalities. Some cats like to ignore you while you're standing there talking to them. Other cats scratch you with their claws, and others need a scratch on their head.
Answer questions 7 and 8, then look at questions 9 and 10.
I've been working with teens for more than 10 years now, but I hadn't thought about what my teacher said about cats until last Thursday night when we were at the animal shelter. We were there to shoot our first video of the summer. I invited the whole group. This was their test. had they paid attention to what I'd been talking about the last few weeks? Were they going to act professionally as I stressed? Were they going to remember how to shoot video? As I was helping set up the camera, in front of me was a wall of cages filled with every type of cat and kitten, some napping, some climbing, some just watching. In that moment, it reminded me of the teens.
Answer questions 9 and 10. Look at questions 11 and 12.
I only meet these teens one day a week. I hope I'm getting them to share my passion while they're still eager to learn new things, and hoping that I'm actually teaching them something that makes them excited about media and writing. As for the first test, they did better than I expected for the first time in front of and behind the camera. With their cat-like attitudes, they showed me they were listening the whole time. They just hadn't let me know they were listening. As they gathered outside to chat once more before they left to go home, I couldn't help but think that shepherding cats couldn't be harder than guiding a bunch of teenagers, at least for me, who owns a pair of cats herself.
Answer questions 11 and 12. This is the third part of the test. You will hear this part twice. Listen to this part straight through.
Hello and welcome. I have Anna Edwards with me today to talk about chocolate. Now, this is the news that chocoholics have been waiting to hear. Scientists have found a cure to end our chocolate hunger. Anna, how does this work?
Well, Nigel, it unfortunately involves willpower and some strict mental discipline. Chocoholics who find it impossible to stop treating themselves to their favourite goodie should try this new technique. Essentially, the process involves learning to recognise that you yourself are not the same thing as your thoughts, so you become better at resisting temptation.
So, if I understand you correctly, this method could be applied to most of the weight loss and healthy eating methodologies we already have.
Yes, that's correct. In this new method, the individual is asked to simply notice their thoughts and to visualise themselves as different from their thoughts. In the study this was based on, the participants were divided into three groups. This allowed the researchers to see what was going on in people's minds.
Now, I understand that those in the first group of the study were taught to imagine they were bus drivers, and any difficult thoughts about chocolate should be seen as difficult passengers. They had to choose a way to deal with the thoughts or passengers.
And the second group was taught the technique of urge surfing. They were told to surf the wave of their chocolate desires and accept them. The third group were taught a relaxation technique, which was based on tightening up and then relaxing various muscles. After these exercises, these three groups were given bags of chocolates. Then, the researchers looked at how many chocolates were eaten over the following 5 days. The first group won the competition.
Well, that's great. I think I'll try the technique myself.
Now listen to the same interview in three sections. Look at questions 13 and 14.
Hello and welcome. I have Anna Edwards with me today to talk about chocolate. Now, this is the news that chocoholics have been waiting to hear. Scientists have found a cure to end our chocolate hunger. Anna, how does this work?
Well, Nigel, it unfortunately involves willpower and some strict mental discipline. Chocoholics who find it impossible to stop treating themselves to their favourite goodie should try this new technique. Essentially, the process involves learning to recognise that you yourself are not the same thing as your thoughts, so you become better at resisting temptation.
Answer questions 13 and 14, then look at questions 15 and 16.
So, if I understand you correctly, this method could be applied to most of the weight loss and healthy eating methodologies we already have.
Yes, that's correct. In this new method, the individual is asked to simply notice their thoughts and to visualise themselves as different from their thoughts. In the study this was based on, the participants were divided into three groups. This allowed the researchers to see what was going on in people's minds.
Answer questions 15 and 16. Look at questions 17 and 18.
Now, I understand that those in the first group of the study were taught to imagine they were bus drivers, and any difficult thoughts about chocolate should be seen as difficult passengers. They had to choose a way to deal with the thoughts or passengers.
And the second group was taught the technique of urge surfing. They were told to surf the wave of their chocolate desires and accept them. The third group were taught a relaxation technique, which was based on tightening up and then relaxing various muscles. After these exercises, these three groups were given bags of chocolates. Then, the researchers looked at how many chocolates were eaten over the following 5 days. The first group won the competition.
Well, that's great. I think I'll try the technique myself.
Answer questions 17 and 18. This is the fourth part of the test. In this part, you will hear four short dialogues. You will hear each of them once only. Look at question 19.
Things are really wild over in Dorset.
I'll say, even if it's a small town, it's weird that they've chosen a four-year-old boy called Bobby as their new mayor.
Yeah, but every year, Dorset picks a name out of a hat. Can you imagine? Out of a hat. And that person becomes the mayor for a year. And this year, it was four-year-old Bobby Tufts, who will now be leading the way in the town for the next 12 months.
Answer question 19, look at question 20.
Did you read that a Surrey artist painted a likeness of herself with her husband 4 years before she met him?
No, I hadn't read that. What happened?
Well, you see, she painted a picture of herself holding hands with her dream partner, a man with a dark beard. Weeks later, she joined an online dating website and spent 2 months messaging Michael Goman before finally meeting him face to face. When she finally showed the picture to him, he was very, very surprised. And he actually proposed 18 months later.
Answer question 20, then look at question 21.
Did you hear about the woman who slapped the policeman in the face?
No, why would she do that?
Well, she said it was because she wanted to be locked up to help her give up smoking. She slapped the officer right in front of the county jail, and she was put into jail.
That's crazy. Did it help her give up smoking?
Well, the internet story didn't say.
Answer question 21. Look at question 22.
The things people dial 999 for.
What happened? What's the story?
Well, a woman was claiming that the temperature kept going up and up. She told the operator that she thought her home must be on fire. Firefighters came to the scene at 1:40 in the afternoon and found that the house was tremendously hot because the heaters were on maximum.
Oh my, how stupid.
So the firemen turned the heaters down and let the woman know her house was safe.
Answer question 22. This is the fifth part of the test. In this part, you will hear four announcements. You will hear each of them once only. Look at question 23.
Attention, please. The bus to San Francisco will be arriving in 15 minutes. will all passengers proceed to Gate 5. We're sorry about the delay in arrival. We will load quickly so the bus will be able to depart according to schedule.
Answer question 23. Look at question 24.
We will dock at the pier in 10 minutes. We are happy to have served you today on this cruise on the Thames through the heart of London. If you have any questions, one of our officers will be able to answer as you leave. Thank you.
Answer question 24, then look at question 25.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? It is important that as we go underground, you watch your step. Water drips from the roof at various places. And watch your head, too. The roof is very low at places. But the views underground are well worth the trouble. After all, these underground chambers were carved by water millions of years ago.
Answer question 25. Look at question 26.
This train will arrive at Waterloo Station in 23 minutes. Please prepare to get off the train. For those of you proceeding by bus, remember that the buses leave from two different locations.
Answer question 26. This is the sixth part of the test. There are five sections. Each section is a separate piece of news. You will hear each section twice, and then you will have time to answer that section. Then you will go on to the next section. You will write in Finnish or Swedish. You must write your answers on the special answer sheet. Read question A. Question A. Listen to this section.
These innovative pajamas make bedtime easy. The smart pajamas can be scanned by a smartphone. Each part of the pajamas links to a different story, from Mother Goose to The Little Mermaid. The phone reads the tales out loud. Not surprisingly, the pajamas have made some people angry. One online commentator said, "You should read to your children and together create memories that will last a lifetime." Well, I agree.
Now listen to this again and then answer the question.
These innovative pajamas make bedtime easy. The smart pajamas can be scanned by a smartphone. Each part of the pajamas links to a different story, from Mother Goose to The Little Mermaid. The phone reads the tales out loud. Not surprisingly, the pajamas have made some people angry. One online commentator said, "You should read to your children and together create memories that will last a lifetime." Well, I agree.
Read question B. Question B. Listen to this section.
Critics made fun of European Union bureaucrats on Saturday for making strict new rules on how restaurants should serve olive oil. Restaurants will be banned from serving oil to diners in small glass jugs. They will have to instead use little bottles that must be thrown away after a single use. One German newspaper described the plan as the strangest decision since the legendary curvy cucumber regulation. And we all know how many problems that caused.
Now listen to this again and then answer the question.
Critics made fun of European Union bureaucrats on Saturday for making strict new rules on how restaurants should serve olive oil. Restaurants will be banned from serving oil to diners in small glass jugs. They will have to instead use little bottles that must be thrown away after a single use. One German newspaper described the plan as the strangest decision since the legendary curvy cucumber regulation. And we all know how many problems that caused.
Read question C. Question C. Listen to this section.
Things can get a bit messy around the world. On this note, Venezuelans have been hit by a chronic toilet paper shortage, leading to empty supermarket shelves. People are selling extra rolls to their neighbors. I think I'll buy a package on my way home tonight, just to be sure.
Now listen to this again and then answer the question.
Things can get a bit messy around the world. On this note, Venezuelans have been hit by a chronic toilet paper shortage, leading to empty supermarket shelves. People are selling extra rolls to their neighbors. I think I'll buy a package on my way home tonight, just to be sure.
Read question D. Question D. Listen to this section.
A New York police officer got stuck in a tree while trying to rescue a stuck cat. The unlucky officer suddenly became lightheaded and had to make an embarrassing call for help. He was 30 feet up the tree. A neighbor with a ladder soon came to the rescue as school children gathered to watch the drama going on. Both police officer and cat were eventually rescued safe and sound.
Now listen to this again and then answer the question.
A New York police officer got stuck in a tree while trying to rescue a stuck cat. The unlucky officer suddenly became lightheaded and had to make an embarrassing call for help. He was 30 feet up the tree. A neighbor with a ladder soon came to the rescue as school children gathered to watch the drama going on. Both police officer and cat were eventually rescued safe and sound.
Read question E. Question E, listen to this section.
In a motel security video, a white car can be seen speeding into a motel parking lot. The driver hits a black car sitting in the parking lot. The black car is then pushed into the motel's swimming pool. Motel guests are glad no one was at the pool when the car fell in. Oh my, the things that happen.
Now, listen to this again and then answer the question.
In a motel security video, a white car can be seen speeding into a motel parking lot. The driver hits a black car sitting in the parking lot. The black car is then pushed into the motel's swimming pool. Motel guests are glad no one was at the pool when the car fell in. Oh my, the things that happen.
This is the end of the test. You will now have 8 minutes in which to blacken with a pencil the ovals indicating your answers and to check the written answers. Remember to make sure you have written the following information on your answer sheet, your name and number, and the name and number of your school. In addition, make sure that the information needed for the exam has been carefully marked in. Thank you.